Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, winter gas bills have arrived in many households over the last week or so. Some customers have been reeling at the amounts, bills that are twice or in some cases three times the amount that they paid this time last year. Well, Michelle O'Hara is the national spokesperson for MABS. That's the Money Advice and Budgeting Service. And Michelle is here now. You're very welcome, Michelle.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. And if you've any questions for Michelle about your gas bill or other energy costs, do text us now, 51551, or if you prefer to email, it's todaycb@rte.ie. Now, before we come to the questions that have already come in for Michelle, our reporter Brian O'Connell was speaking to people in Cork City Centre this morning about their recent energy bills.
Absolutely astronomical increase. I was paying one of these level pay payments, €98 a month, and my account was in credit. And all of a sudden, my latest bill is €700.
€700,
and as if that's not bad enough, you actually can't get to speak to anybody.
And obviously you were prepared for some kind of increase.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard it all on the newspapers and the media and everything. I was expecting an increase, but I mean, that was utterly shocking to me.
So how do you feel about it?
It's devastating for some families. I mean, it's a game changer in terms of keeping the roof over your head or not. It's okay if you can absorb, you know, the extra increase a bit, but what if you can't? 300, 400, 500% increase, even saying it out loud is crazy. You just can't justify that kind of an increase.
Have you noticed the gas prices going up?
We have. I suppose the way the world is going, so much is happening in the world. It's a very complex situation.
Have you noticed the gas bill going up?
Yeah, and the last bill is definitely an eye-opener. Couldn't believe the price increase compared to the last bill.
Had you planned for an increase?
I did. I budgeted for it as well, but I didn't think it would have such an effect on me.
Any idea roughly how much it went up by?
It went up by over 75%, I'd say. I thought with the war going on in Ukraine that it wouldn't stay as high. I thought after a while that things would have to be catching up. It's been a very cold winter, especially since December.
Is there anything you think that could be done to help alleviate the burden on people?
I suppose if government could give us a bit more cash, like they did with the ESB, that'd be great.
Do you think it's time for that?
Yeah, definitely. Because it's not going down. There's another 6-7 weeks of cold weather still in it, like.
That's Brian O'Connell there out and about this morning in Cork. And Michelle, one word that a lot of people use and that you hear all the time is absorb, right? Mm. Can you absorb this? But that absorption of the increased cost has an impact. It has an impact on how much you have left to spend on other things. And that's what you're dealing with, the sharp end of that, right?
Exactly. And what we would talk about is, that's the area that we would discuss with people when we're working out the budgets with them, which is their disposable income. What's left over at the end of the month or the week when you've paid off all of your essential bills, and steadily during 2022 and obviously now more so in 2023, we're seeing that buffer or that cushion is just getting squeezed and squeezed and squeezed, because it is across the board, and that's the reality of it. And an awful lot of these costs are out of people's control to a certain extent. You can do so much, and there is help available, and help through MABS and through our websites, and then engaging with our money advisors, and we can assist you. But at the same time, when you're going out to do your weekly shopping, I know there have been many reports, and from Bernardo's this morning, in relation to the number of families reliant now on food parcels, and also with the Capuchin
Day Centre,
thank you. This morning they were saying the same thing, the increase. It's not surprising, because you're going out and you're seeing that there's an extra 10, 20 cent on your shopping that you were doing, or on the item, and that all adds up. So what you expected or what you paid last week may not necessarily be what you pay this week. So budgeting, even from week to week, is becoming increasingly difficult for people.
And are you seeing more working people coming to you saying, I'm in trouble?
We certainly are, Claire, very much so. That was a trend that MAB saw during 2022, and it's increasing. We're seeing people who've never had to come to MABS before, people who are single working families, quite often both parents working, trying to make ends meet. They're working full time, they're paying childcare, they're paying mortgages, and of course the mortgage costs are now increasing. And we know from AIB that variable customers will be impacted now from the 14th of March. So it is across the board, but certainly we are seeing definitely an increase in people coming to us for budgeting supports and for advices as to what they can do in order to try and alleviate the pressures that they're experiencing currently.
I know you're concerned about the number of people who are borrowing to pay the gas bills, the energy bills, where they're borrowing from and how much trouble that's going to lead to down the line. What do you want to see them doing? What's the alternative?
So for many people, when they hit, we'll say, a financial shock like this, Claire, it is exactly that. It's a shock. And I know, and on your Vox Pop, people are saying, well, we knew the prices were going up. I didn't realise it was going to be €700, €500, whatever the case may be. When you reach a shock like that, it is something. If you can imagine that you go into a shop and you want to pay for something and you've forgotten your wallet or you've forgotten your purse, and the instant shock that you get that you can't pay for something. Now, bring that into a much bigger sphere of a utility bill or a mortgage payment or a loan or something like that. I mean, we are doing internal cost of living survey with our clients currently, and preliminary results on the 25th of January showed that over 70%, or nearly rather 70% of people surveyed have borrowed in the last 6 months to cover either household bills or essential costs. And they've borrowed from either friends or family or some form of credit. Over 75% of those people surveyed during that time have said in the last 6 months that they have elected to go without heating in order to save costs. Mm-hmm. So there's so much of this going about.
Yeah, and I have somebody got in touch with us here wondering whether it's better to turn the heating on for 3 or 4 hours at a time and try not to turn it on again for another 3 to 4 hours, or do you keep turning it on and off as they now do throughout the day? So they're really worried about the energy bills. The past 2 months, the bill they got was €500.
So what I would say in relation to that the people best situated to advise you on how to use your energy would be the likes of the SEAI, whether it would be more cost efficient to use it in a bulk or use it intermittently during the day. I would imagine things such as how well your house is insulated, how effective your boiler is working, and how, if you've bled your radiators, for example, in the last 12 months, will all have an impact on
that. We hear those government ads, don't we, about keeping warm and safe and healthy. And people have to do that too. It's trying to balance both. I mean, I have a family here who, they're a family of seven. Our gas and electricity bill doubled on last winter's bills. So the gas is 956, the electricity is 715. The biggest bill of our 30 years of paying bills. We budgeted, but not for that. We had to ask for family help and we still haven't cleared it and we're worried. And people will also be thinking, you know, I borrowed for this bill. What happens
exactly
when it comes to the next one? Exactly. Which will also be high because we're still not into warm weather.
That's correct. So what we would say, if you find yourself in that situation and you need the advice on it, this is why MABS is there. We can offer you advice. We can offer you face-to-face appointments. We will work with you on your budgets and any debts that you might have. There are hardship funds available from many of the energy suppliers that you can apply for either directly to the supplier or you can apply for through MABS. The other thing that we would suggest is consider switching. You may still be able to get a better deal with another provider. There are accredited switching websites accredited by the Commission for Utility Regulation of Utilities. They are Power to Switch and Bonkers, and there's one other one. And that is a process that you can go through. Mm-hmm.
And it might be worthwhile. Just on that, I have another question here. I don't know if you know the answer to this, Michelle, but this person is interested in switching, but they're concerned that they lose their energy electricity credit that they got from the government. Now, do you bring that with you when you switch?
Okay, so for the purposes of this third payment, If you switch between the 27th of February and the 30th of June, it's the supplier that you are with on the 27th of February who will be responsible for providing you with that credit. So they may apply the credit, obviously, to your closing bill, if applicable, or they can credit you back the money via the means within which you are paying them, so you won't lose it.
Okay, so they might just put it back into your account
exactly.
If you're paying them by direct debit. Listen to this one. My last bill was €340. My bill for December and January is €810. Mm-hmm. And that's a family of two. You're not surprised at that,
not
Michelle?
Not surprised at all, Claire.
So that's a husband and a wife. My husband has an underlying condition. I need to make sure the house is warm. I can't for the life of me understand the increase. The bill is estimated, but I don't understand where they get the estimation from. Well, I suppose they're estimating it on your previous use, and then the unit price has gone up by
yes.
You know, it's doubled in some cases and
yes.
more.
So there's a couple of things in that. So she mentioned about her husband. It may be the case that they need to consider registering as a vulnerable customer with whoever they are with. They will get additional protections in that regard, and they should liaise with their supplier to get on that vulnerable customer register. That's number one. Number two, in relation to estimated bills, sometimes the last time you might find, if she looks back, it may not be on the last bill, Claire. The last time that the meter was read could be as far back as July, which was the summertime. So it's also really important that you try and submit a meter reading to try and keep on top of where you actually are with your bills, because if it's estimated and estimated and estimated, and then when it's read, you get even a bigger shock than mm-hmm. than where you were. So also from reading your bills, that's always something that comes up. Many of the suppliers on their homepage, they will actually have a link into an explainer for reading your bills. And we would encourage people to have a look at that, have a read through that, so that you understand what it is you're paying for, because they can be very, very difficult to read. They're not necessarily straightforward. So start there, arm yourself with information, understand why you're paying, what you're paying, look at switching, come to MABS as well, because if it's a thing that you are in a difficult situation with one bill, chances are it's leaking into everything else, Claire. We are a free service. We can offer you advice. We can work through your budgets with you. We will try and liaise. We can liaise on your behalf with your creditors if you feel that you're not in a position to do so.
Okay, so you can speak to the energy company
Absolutely.
In some cases and try and liaise with them. Okay, you have a helpline number as well. People can get in touch
yes.
with MABS. The website is mabs.ie. That's
correct.
Clear enough for people to be able to access that. The helpline number, I have it here. Will I just read it out?
Sure.
Michelle, it's 0818 07 20 00. So I'll give that number again, 0818 07 20 00, and those phones are manned and people are there.
They are 9 o'clock in the morning, 8 p.m. in the evening, Monday to Friday.
Great, Michelle. Thank you very much for coming in. I've no doubt you'll be back with us before too long. Michelle O'Hara, National Spokesperson for the Money Advice and Budgeting Service. Now, a little late going to the newsroom, but it's over now to Brian Jennings.